is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We weren't yesterday. We were in Denver at the Blake Street Tavern. A lot of fun there with the Pepsi Front Range Huddle. Great opportunity for media members to talk to coaches in one area. It was cool. I loved it. Kelly Lyle joining us now from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kelly, did you learn anything at this yesterday, or was it questions you'd already asked? I mean, it was just kind of nice to get coaches in the same area, but what did you take from it?
It was good to get just some general thoughts from some of these guys on some of the bigger topics facing college athletics, conference realignment, NLI, stuff like that. I spending some time talking to Air Force Coach Troy Calhoun, and obviously, the DOD rules, et cetera, they're not allowed to have NLI and take advantage of that opportunity, which he certainly hopes that rule will change in the near future. But he said as of now, the three service academies that are playing FCS or FBS football are not allowed to take advantage of that. Navy, Army, Air Force, I presume it would apply to the Coast Guard Academy and the Merchant Marine Academy as well, even though they're lower divisions, Division III, that they can't take that NLI money at this point. Again, I think that will, that'll probably evolve. We talked some about how those things will change. You know, a lot of people, Steve Adazio kind of said what I think the rest of us felt about the whole alliance with the Big Ten, Pac-12, ACC is, what does it actually mean? It sounds like, three conference commissioners got together and said, hey, let's all try to be nice to each other in this process and schedule games against each other when we can. And let's tell the world we're friends. That was really the gist. I listened into some of the Zoom call with those three commissioners the other day, the press conference, and that was what I was getting out of it. There's no actual signed contract. There's no structure to it. I was told, one of the things I gathered yesterday talking a little bit to Dave Platty, who organized the whole thing, the longtime CU sports information director, assistant AD, whatever his current additional title is these days, that basketball is where we could see it have the most significant immediate impact is in basketball scheduling, because those aren't built so far out, and all of a sudden you might see Colorado playing two or three ACC teams or Big Ten teams in the non-conference season and things like that. So it could really beef up the non-conference basketball schedules and therefore RPI of those programs or whatever the latest incarnation of the RPI is that they're using to select the NCAA tournament teams. But in football, I don't think it's going to – it means a ton right now. So, it was interesting hearing that. Probably the most telling thing Steve Adazio told us was about who his backup quarterback is going to be. He did say that it will not be Jonah O'Brien, the walk-on, who served that role in the spring that they had kind of talked highly of. It will be Evan Olaze, the true freshman coming out of Las Vegas who hasn't played a football game since his junior year of high school in 2019. But they like what he can do. And that'll be interesting if it gets to the point where they need him, which, honestly, unless their O-line is significantly better than it's been, there's a good chance they will need him because that quarterback's probably going to take a lot of hits, Todd Senteo or whoever's back there. So there's a good chance that quarterback's going to need to be replaced at some point during the season, even if just for a series or two.
It's going to be interesting. I think, a lot of people had question marks around the quarterback position anyway. But in college football, maybe just football in general, a backup quarterback's pretty darn important. I mean, that's why when you're looking at the Broncos situation, the people that were on Drew Locke's side, don't give up yet because he very well might start at some point, whether it's because ineffectiveness or injuries or whatever. Injuries are just bound to happen. It's rare to see NFL quarterbacks, college quarterbacks go for a full season anymore, it seems, and especially when you have guys like Toddy Senteo that's going to be running the ball quite a bit. So that backup quarterback position should be a concern right now for CSU.
Yeah, it should. Now, Steve Adazio said Todd Senteo's not going to be running the ball as much as a lot of people are suggesting, partly because of that depth concern. But also, I think because he does really, you know, with John Budmeyer in as the offensive coordinator, they really do realize that a lot of their talent is, you know, the running backs in the passing game, and maybe they don't need the quarterback to generate so much offense himself. They may just need him to be more of a distributor and get the ball to those other guys. We'll see how that plays out. Certainly last year we saw the quarterback run be a much bigger part of Colorado State's offense than we've seen in quite some time. Whether it has really transformed into a more balance and things like that. Well, you know, the season will bear that out, I guess. But yes, it is a critical role, and there's a very good chance. And, you know, we even asked him about whether he, you know, could try to get one of these late quarterbacks entering the transfer portal. But he said at this point that's impossible because the NCAA rules haven't adapted to handle all the year-round transfers that are going on now, and you can still only have 25 initial scholarship guys going into a school year, and CSU has their 25. So that rules out the possibility of, you know, I saw a quarterback left Tennessee the other day, I think. And, you know, every day I see that some FBS school is losing a quarterback that's entering the transfer portal. But very few schools have the ability to go sign those guys, anything left on those 25 initials, to go put them on scholarship, and asking them to come pay their own way as a walk-on is quite a stretch, especially if they're coming from out of state.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that quarterback position, interesting side of it. Yeah, we'll be curious to see if we've heard the last as far as names perhaps coming into Colorado State. It's going to be a crazy year. I'm just excited to see actual football for Colorado State. Kelly, what does your gut tell you about this team? South Dakota State is next Friday, and we've all said it a bazillion times, don't let the FCS thing fool you. This team could very well beat CSU. Are the Rams a good team? Do you think that they beat South Dakota next week?
Oh, boy. It's South Dakota State.
I would give them better odds against the Coyotes of
South Dakota than the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State. But it is confusing because CSU is playing South Dakota in some other sports this weekend. I think it's going to be a real tough task for them. I think they will probably find a way to pull it out, but if they don't, this season could get really ugly really quickly,
yeah,
because it doesn't get any easier with an SEC team coming the following week and then road games at Toledo and Iowa just to get through the non-conference stretch. So, yeah, it's going to be a real challenge. Adazio yesterday just flat-out said this is the best FCS football program he's ever seen. And he said certainly in his time at Temple and his time at Boston College, he saw quite a few of them. And he said this one is legit. He said they're probably talent-wise would be at least middle of the pack in the Mid-American Conference is what he used as a comparison. Maybe that's because he's got Toledo coming up right afterward and knows that's a good Mid-American Conference team. But, you know, he said they're big. They've got size. He said they do not look like an FCS team when he watches them on film. He said they look very legitimate, very dangerous, and it's going to be a real challenge. He said this is, if I had my druthers, this isn't the kind of opening game I would schedule.
Well, and again, it's, even though we've all said it, South Dakota State, it's a good football team. They could very well beat CSU. I don't think the fans are going to be too happy about that. There's pressure on this program. There's pressure on Steve Adazio. No question. Even though he only had the small sample size last year, there is pressure to get this football program back on track. The stadium adds way more pressure to that side of it. The conference question marks adding pressure for them to get it back on track quickly. And if they lose game one, boy, Kelly, I mean, the pressure is just ramped up 100% suddenly on Adazio, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I've said repeatedly, I think these first three games are critical. And the most critical, obviously, is game number one. You start your really, because so many people are accepting that last year was just an anomaly, really this is the first game I think Steve Adazio is truly going to be judged on as Colorado State's new coach, with fans in the stands, no COVID, you know, modifications, just normal football, a true spring to get ready, a true summer, a true fall camp. And it's fair to start assessing what he is right now. Last year it wasn't fair. That's legitimate. But it is fair right now. And you go out and lose to an FCS team, I don't care if they're the best FCS team the world has ever seen, it's not a good look, and it's going to make everything thereafter a lot more difficult. You win that game, you get a little bit of momentum, and then, you know, you can kind of go through and muddle through a 500 kind of season without people getting too angry or anything, because they would expect that in this year. In fact, a 500 season would probably exceed most people's expectations.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, looking at 500 side of it, sniffing a bowl game appearance, that would be huge for this team. But like you said, the pressure is there to start right off the bat for this team. Again, it's one of those, any FCS team you play, it is, hey, there's not a whole heck of a lot to gain, but there is a lot to lose. So, man, next Friday night, it's going to be intense. Kelly, always appreciate you, man. What are you working on for us that we can check out?
Working on a couple different things. Working on a few non-football stories, including some CSU volleyball stuff. They opened their weekend season with fans for the first time since the fall of 2019 this weekend. They're hoping to get a push, 7,000 plus fans for their annual whiteout game against South Dakota, no state in this case, the Coyotes, on Friday night. And then they have Northwestern coming in on Saturday afternoon for a couple big home games. And then also still working on a story a little bit more about Todd Senteo and his background and kind of who he is and some of the things he's had to overcome to get to where he is. It's kind of a fascinating story that I'm anxious to share now that I've gotten a little more insight from some of his family members.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that one as well. Want to learn more about this quarterback as soon as possible. Kelly, appreciate you, my friend. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, sounds good.
12:49 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number one. Yeah, I want to talk about this Pac-12, Big Ten, ACC thing. What does it mean? Joining forces? They're going to help each other? What does that actually mean? Or was it just something to say, hey, yeah, we're good? I want to talk about it. 49 minutes after the hour. Short break. When we come back, I do want to thank one of our excellent sponsors here at the station, and that's On the Rocks Liquor. Man, they've been with us since the beginning. Game Beer of the Week's from Boulder Beer, Bubbly by Nature IPA. Pick up selections from Boulder Beer or any of your favorite beverages. They got a drive-thru as well. Also, check out the alcohol-infused ice cream by La Creme when you stop by. That's On the Rocks Liquor. We'll be right back.
NoCo Now keeps you up to speed on what's happening on a local level. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.